Okay, our next public hearing is subdivision 2006-58, Wright H. Parker.
This is an application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, dividing 20.09 acres into 19 lots. Also requesting a waiver from the forested buffer requirements for a site located north of Route 38, 1,700 feet east of Route 225. This application was reviewed by the Technical Advisory Committee, and I would ask Mr. Abbott if he has any additional comments.
Mr. Chairman, the TAC review of April 18th of 07 will be made a part of the record, and we've not received any additional correspondence.
All right. Chairman, I would like to abstain from this.
All right, sir. Let the record show that Mr. Burton is abstained. He's probably going to go out, walk around, get a drink of water, sit down, rest himself for a little bit. We're all very jealous. Okay, is there anyone here representing this application?
Hey, you could go out and get us a pizza or something.
Somewhere specifically like to move this.
Yeah, you can pull it forward.
Pull it forward some. Try to keep it. If there's any, is anyone here with an interest in this application, anybody here here for this one? All right, then you just face it up here.
How's that?
That's good.
Good afternoon, Chairman, gentlemen.
My name is Matthew Metz with Charles Murphy Associates in Milford, and I'm representing Wright Parker. Unfortunately, I got a phone call earlier today due to a personal emergency. He was not able to make it, so I will do my best to answer any questions you have. Again, as Mr. Lang said, this is a 19-lot subdivision we're proposing. It's a single-family residential with stick-built homes. As a side note, the developer, Mr. Wright Parker, currently lives in this part, lot right here, this building. And upon your approval and then later construction of this subdivision, he plans on retiring in here. So he will be with it from beginning to end. We've been working with the Sussex Conservation District to minimize forest clearing for the stormwater management practices, which I understand was a DENREC concern from the TAC comments. We're trying to use some green technologies like filter strips and biofiltration swales and an infiltration trench to avoid the need for structures for stormwater control like catch basins and outlet structures. We will be using culverts for road crossings. With regard to the covenants and restrictions, well, we have no problem revising them to include perpetual maintenance of forested buffer strips, which would be by the Homeowners Association. Agricultural protection note, the maintenance of streets and roadways, which we are proposing to be county streets, and perpetual maintenance of common areas and stormwater management practices, which would also be by the Homeowners Association. And we were requesting a waiver for having the ag buffer, 30-foot forested buffer strip, to be within the lots. But we'd like to withdraw that, and we would be happy to reconfigure that.
Good for you.
Good. I've been paying attention to some other subdivisions. We will most likely then lose two lots, so that would be a difference. The plan you have in front of you, I believe there's a small change.
Mr. Lank will compensate you for those two lots, by the way.
Thank you.
See him after the meeting.
Yeah, see him after the meeting.
Count on
it. Yeah. Like I said, I moved this lot from, that should be the only change in some of the plans there, and that was simply just doing some preliminary stormwater calculations and trying to best situate a bioswale. Or two bioswales. The blue stripes on that drawing are initial placements for bioswales. They're about 200 feet long each. And I'd ask if you have any questions.
We'll find out if anybody has any questions. We'll start with Mr. Johnson.
So am I correct in that you're saying you're not planning to put in the stormwater management ponds?
we are going to do everything in our power to avoid that.
Because I note that that was one of the recommendations, you know, from the TAC comments.
Precisely.
Was that either that or they'd be removed from the forested area.
Yeah, we met with, or myself, I met with the Sussex Conservation District a few months ago regarding this, and I have the notes in the file, but they agreed that we should have no problem in trying to clear minimal trees. Like, as far as if we had to put a swale through there, we shouldn't have to clear any wider than 10, 15 feet.
And, okay. And along with those comments, they were recommending that lots 15 and 16 be omitted?
Well, in light of us losing two lots, we would like to and would be willing to add anything to the deeds of those lots as far as keeping tree clearing to a minimum. But in losing two for the forested buffer, I'd hope that the replacement of that buffer, the trees planted in that buffer zone, would compensate in some way for the clearing of those two lots.
And obviously the final site plan, if this was approved preliminarily, the final site plan would look much different than what we're looking at today.
I'll do everything in my power to keep the road layout the same. And again, the big change would probably be the two court streets. They'd end up being a bit shorter. There would be no need to extend them as far as they currently extend, because the lots wouldn't be deep enough on the north side of the property.
Fewer cul-de-sacs would be good anyway.
Pardon?
Fewer cul-de-sacs would be good anyway.
Mm-hmm. And if you have any suggestions, something you prefer to see, I'd be happy to incorporate that.
And any comments from DelDOT about where your entrance location is being proposed in terms of it being on a sharp curve?
Not that I was aware of or saw, but I do know from being out at the site that is that's the good side of the curve to be on, as far as being able to see down both, see oncoming traffic coming from both directions. Coming
the curve better for site.
The other side of the curve is a cemetery. So that will not be developed ever, I imagine.
It's already been developed.
True.
Quiet neighborhood, too.
It's quiet.
Multifamily use. Mr. Lang.
All odds.
Mr. Lang, was this the subject of a prior application and public hearing? Or am I confused with another project?
No, I don't think I've seen this one before.
No.
The name's familiar, but I don't think so.
Okay. I have no further questions. Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you. Gordy.
Do you have a septic feasibility?
As a matter of fact, Atlantic Resource Management is out there today.
Okay, so you don't have a feasibility?
We don't have that at this moment, and would like to request that if we were to be granted the preliminary site plan approval, that it be contingent upon favorable results from this study today. And I was
actually, it works the other way.
Yeah.
We won't act on it until we see the septic feasibility.
Typically, we'll defer until receipt of.
We'll leave a record open to receive it.
So you have no idea what's going to happen as far as what kind of systems it's going to take?
I'm not type. I do know that, from looking at the soil maps, it looks like pretty decent soils out there as far as sassafras and rumsoil.
Okay. Lot 1 and 19, you think there'll be enough room for a school bus stop if the school district deemed necessary to have one?
If the school, yes.
Okay.
And if necessary, I will reconfigure that slightly to allow for the area. I do know that lot 3 is nearly an acre.
Okay.
But again, that's all likely to change, but I will be sure to incorporate it.
And they might not need it. They might not suggest one, but if they do, you can. Okay. And what's out there? Can you describe the area out there now as far as housing and stuff?
You mean the local area or the site itself?
No, the local area.
It's basically, I don't know the zoning off the top of my head, but from driving by, a lot of single family homes.
Okay.
They look to be, again, this is just from looking about an acre in site. This is just east of, Lincoln, kind of on the southeast corner of Lincoln.
Okay. That's all the questions I have, Mr.
Weaver. All right, sir. Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Lank, your opening comments, did you reference, is this in a sewer expansion district?
Oh, I did not.
It is not.
By the comments from engineering, it would be an attack report.
I don't believe there's any immediate plans to have county sewer.
Not in the Milford area, it's not been.
No, it's not.
Okay. Mr. Metz, did you at any time consider the cluster option in the design?
No, we didn't.
Thank you. Any plans for sidewalks, street lights in the community?
Not at this point, no. There weren't any plans. The county streets, the typical section, we're looking at 10-foot wide lanes, 38-foot radius, paving radius on the cul-de-sac for fire marshal.
Was the applicant able to share with you what he thought the house sizes, types he was going to target?
I do know that'd be stick-built, and I am imagining there would be ranchers, but again, that's my best. I do know that from the type of home that he lives in now, I could not honestly give you a guess on that.
And you're sure the applicant that when the construction was done, that any silt fences and erosion control devices mandated by Sussex Conservation District would be removed?
Oh, most certainly.
No other questions.
All right, sir. We thank you. Mr. Lang?
No questions.
Counts.
Couple of things. The existing dwelling that's going to be removed, do you know anything about it? Is how old the structure is? Any idea?
You mean the one right where the entrance road is going
yes.
through? No, I didn't.
Looks like a nice old farmstead.
No, I do not know the age of it.
The reason I ask is the State Historic Preservation Office or Dan Parsons in the Sussex County Engineering Department might be able to help you assess the value. I don't know if the State Historic Preservation Office may be interested in documenting it before it's demolished.
Certainly.
Sometimes they like to do that, especially in the older structures. If it qualifies, if it doesn't qualify, obviously that's not an issue. The other question, the forested buffer, what and when? And when, what will it be? And when will it be? With only 19 lots, when are you going to? It's existing farm right now, so
exactly.
There is no forested buffer there. It's going to have to be established.
Exactly. Actually, there's a portion of existing.
Really?
A good stand of trees right here, yes. Okay. That's why I did not propose any or draw any little tree symbols in there. I assume that they
It's okay. I see that.
Leave that. But that could be at the beginning of construction, I'm sure, upon establishment of the limited disturbance.
It'd be good to have some proposal that we could include in
the approval. You mean like a landscape plan and a time frame?
That would be.
I believe, too, that the County Engineering's bonding requirements are also referencing that as one of the items that's being bonded too, so you probably won't get your bond release from County Engineering until that's done anyway. So
it's going to be good to tie the timing into. That's all.
All right, sir.
Mr. Abbott?
What? No questions.
Okay. Council?
No questions. Thank you.
All right, sir. We thank you. We'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2006-58 Wright H. Parker? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2006-58? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.
Mr. Weedy,